Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's wake up, Tom.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
When you were in school, did you have a high school superlative? Like, did they name you most likely to do something? When you graduated?
No, but we had like the politest student, kindest student. I think they did have some most likely to win a Super Bowl, stuff like that for some of the big athletes. But I was, the thing I got was I was polite or something. I think most politest was the thing they did, but kindest person. I got something like that, or manners, best manners, something cheesy like that I got.
Well, that's a good thing. That's the kind that you want. You don't want to have the one that's like, oh, is that an insult or is that a compliment? I'm not sure.
Couple most likely to still be together 10 years from now. I remember stuff like that. Or couple to be divorced. Or we had some of them in there, yeah.
I was named most likely to host Saturday Night Live. I
could see,
like,
it too.
Really?
I think it'd be really good on SNL.
At the time, I was just like, well, that's random. Okay. But I liked it because maybe it's because I always talked about Saturday Night Live. Like, that was my favorite show. And I used to always mimic the skits and stuff. So I think that's why. What if we did our own show superlatives here, where I give a category and then we have to determine who on the show best fits that category. Want to do show superlatives?
I love it. Let's do it. Sure.
All right. You there? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So who on this show is most likely to get caught up in a sex scandal?
Oh, Nudio.
I think it's me. Yeah.
I say Nudio also. Yeah, 100%. Who on the show is most likely to become really great friends with an A-list celebrity?
I feel like Mercedes.
You already are friends with some A-list celebrities.
Oh, yeah,
you're friends
true.
With Wayne Newton. You're friends with, who's the baseball player in town you're friends with?
Bryce Harper?
Well, that too. He came to our 1000 show.
Oh, Jason Giambi?
Jason Giambi. You're friends with Jason Giambi?
Well, I was going to say you, actually. I thought you. I mean, you have a very approachable demeanor, and I know you do a lot of stuff with the TV station, and you're always going out and meeting people. I could see you, like, being friends.
What if you become friends with A-list celebrities, I become friends with A-list celebrities, and we get together and have an A-list celebrity party?
Oh, that would be fun. They'd probably kick us out. Like, what are you two doing here?
Hey, she's going to host SNL, you guys.
Who on the show is most likely to have a severe midlife crisis?
Nudia!
What? You're the one that has a sports car.
I was going to say you, JC.
I know.
Mercedes, I am having one. This is... You have one. Okay, I'm in the middle of mine right now.
All right, JC, you win that one.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Nudia, because I drive an all-American muscle car, you think I'm having a midlife crisis?
Yeah, it's between the horses and the muscle car and them discontinuing your hair gel.
The skinny
like
jeans.
It's coming. The boots.
Oh, it's happening.
It's okay, though. We wouldn't change it. We love you.
Thank you. I embrace it.
Okay, who on the show is most likely to give the best motivational speech?
Oh, you, Mercedes.
Mercedes,
yeah,
for
you,
sure.
Hands down.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Again, I was going to say you, JC.
What?
That's so funny.
Come
oh, my
on.
Gosh.
Yeah, no, I think you do a really good job of that. I would, yeah.
JC, you got to believe in yourself. You can give great motivational speeches. I believe in you. Everyone believes in
you. Wow, I'm ready to go.
All right. Who on the show is most likely to end up on the show Cops or a show similar in nature?
Me?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I would say Nudia, and it's for some like drunken escapades or something. It'd be a comical appearance.
I feel
on Cops.
Like you guys are not going to end up on Cops.
See, I feel like I would self-nominate myself for that one. I think I would end up on Cops, and it'd because I'd be the neighbor. Like, oh. Yes, yes, it's right there, right there. Nudia, you are fun, but I don't think you're like troublesome.
Probably not, but I'm just like, you know, Mercedes, you're like at home quarantining. JC, you're out there with the horses on the ranch. Like, I mean, I think I'm the only one that might get into something.
Nudie would be, you're at a club in a hotel casino, and you're just too drunk, and you're trying to get to your Uber, and you're walking through the casino.
I don't know.
And security comes over, and they're like, man, this is my house. Like, oh my gosh.
All right, we're doing morning show superlatives here. Who on the show is most likely to become a bleep hole after winning the Powerball?
Oh, JC, for sure. We never hear from him again.
I would come in to announce that I won. And then
he's going to buy his horse
ranch. I seriously think that would be the end of JC. We'd never see him
you
again.
You think I'm having a midlife crisis now with that Challenger? Oh, where do you see the car I roll
pull
up in?
Pull up in his Corvette. Oh.
Burning dollar bills as I leave the station.
Who on the show is most likely to go off the grid and live out in the woods?
I could see Mercedes going off the grid. Not just like kind of, I don't know.
I was going to say Mercedes too.
Kind of I was going to say me all, too.
You know? Yeah. It wouldn't be in the woods. It'd be like France or it would be like a foreign country.
A chateau.
Yeah. Yes. I need to be a on chateau. The grid. I still need to like be able to communicate with the outside world, but I just wouldn't have. I kind of am a recluse sometimes. I like to just hide in my bubble. So yeah, I definitely me on that one. Who on our show is most likely to end up in anger management? Me.
You think?
I think me.
I was going to say JC.
I was thinking myself, too.
Okay, fine. I was thinking you. I just didn't want to be mean.
You're saying I have.
I don't want to give all the mean ones to other people. I got to take some of these mean ones.
No, you can't. You want to do one more? Or is that the last one?
Last one is, who on the show is most likely to help a stranger in need knocking at their door?
Aww.
Well, we live in Las Vegas, and it's no one opens their front door, so that's the first step. But I would say Mercedes.
I would say Nudia.
I would say JC. All of us.
Yay.
Because Nudia, I think, is the only one who would actually open her front door.
Because I think it's my Postmates. I'm like, are you my French fries?
Oh, you need help. Oh. Well, if you see my Postmates, let them know I'm here.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.